Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, actors and porn stars, sex workers and bloggers, protesters and presidences, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. Mm-hmm. We may or may not be children of God, or Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Zoroaster. We don't know. But one thing we do know, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen? Can I get an A women?
A women.
Mm-hmm. I want to welcome you to the womb room, baby. Mm-hmm. Yes. You could say, Jesus is in me. Yes, indeed. My vulva puppet, anyway. And thank you, Divine Interventions, for the jackhammer Jesus. We love you. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. This is the womb room. And we are broadcasting the Dr. Susan Block Show live from the little church of Bonoboville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And I'm in recovery, honestly. I think a lot of us are in recovery. We are actually temporarily titling this show the Speakeasy Recovery Show because we are recovering from our launch. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk, you may eat your heart out right now. Yes, you may have launched a car into the sky, into the stratospheres. But we have launched a magazine into people's minds, into the erotic theater of the mind. And yes, it's in print. And yes, it is. Smells good. And this issue in particular is splosh and art. Yes, indeed. So I am the chef, and here we are splashing Trump, of course. Oh, actually, that's not splashing Trump. But there's splashing Trump. Ah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Kind of gross. But it did him a lot of good, I think. Yes, indeed. You'd think that splashing Trump would make him gain weight, but it actually makes him lose weight. And thank you, Chef Be Live, for playing Trump. And Danielle Watts, of course. And they were the stars. And Gypsy Bonobo, all stars of our first Splosh and Art issue. And Danielle and Be Live were here last Saturday, as was Madame Marguerite. And hello. This is my lovely assistant, Phoenix, who wandered over here. And she, of course, is asking for a spanking because she's not talking on the mic. So we're miking your spankings instead of you. Uh-huh. But it's fishnet night tonight. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll make this hole a little bigger. Yeah, so I can spank you a little better there. So, yes, this magazine is actually very good for spankings as well as reading. And our next issue, the theme will be spanking. So, you know.
How appropriate.
Yeah, exactly.
I need a copy.
You will, you know, I mean.
Please, before it hits stores.
Before it hits stores. Well, it's hitting, so to speak, spanking the stores right now. And I should introduce my guests who are gathered around me, even though I'm recovering from the Speakeasy launch and my birthday.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, doctor.
Yeah, it's my birthday month, you could say.
Yes, yeah, birthday month.
Birthday, baby. Happy birthday, and, doc. Happy birthday.
Yes. I think we're going to have to, you know, what do they say? Give you a bite of the dog that bit you or something? I have to bite some dog. Or yeah. Anyway, I'm going to introduce my exciting guests. It's a small, intimate show tonight. Absolutely. And I am here with porn star, sex worker, woman about town.
That's for sure.
Mimosa.
Hi.
Speaking of nice drinks.
Mimosa?
Recovery drink. That's a good recovery drink. Absolutely. I think
that's
what we should be having. You bet. Welcome to the womb room of Bonoboville.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. You visited us downtown.
Oh, many years ago. Yeah. In 2009, I think I was 19. I think I was 19 or something like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
I had seen an ad for, you were looking for a personal assistant, and I went in for an interview. And at that time in my life, I was in a weird place. And so she was like, you know, go learn these skills and come back. And I was like, okay, great. And and so
wow.
I went out and went into
and
my own
skills.
Yeah, I sure did.
But now Phoenix is my assistant.
Yeah, exactly.
You could wrestle her for the job, though. She's a good wrestler.
I love wrestling. I love wrestling.
Oh,
so
maybe. You know.
I might not win, but I'll still. Yes, it is. It is all consensual.
Wow. You are a wrestler then.
Yeah,
I had
do
a
wrestling,
feeling.
Yeah.
I used my little intuition. All right. Well, yeah, the night is young.
Yeah.
So, so on the other side of my womb room stage are a couple. Been together, been married 6 months.
Mm.
We have actor Frankito and blogger Tahira. Tahira.
How's it going? How's it going?
All right.
I'm not sure if my mic is working.
It
maybe it is. Oh, maybe it is.
You are working.
You're working.
You are here, and you are wearing flowers in your hair.
I'm like a flower child.
I am too, as you can see.
Yes.
I'm decked out in rainbows today, actually.
Beautiful.
I was last week two different rainbows, but rainbows nevertheless are continuing because pride season, you know, we're
June
in the thick
is
of
pride.
It. Yeah.
Pride is eternal.
Right. And it's appropriate that it's in my birthday month, I guess.
Yeah. I would say
no,
so
for real.
Too.
Yeah.
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 That's cool.
Yeah, for real.
Rainbows. And bonobos.
Bonobos.
Absolute bonobos. Yeah. Bonobos are full of pride for their varied sexuality, of course. They're all pansensual and pansexual. You could say they're bisexual, but, you know, everybody has sex with everybody, basically.
Exactly.
Not all the time, every minute, but, you know. Sometimes they are all having sex, like a big, like when there's a banquet. They love to combine food and sex. Bonobos are the original sploshers, actually. Yes.
There we go.
But,
history.
Anyway, welcome. Here we are.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Captain Max. Captain? Max. Where's Captain
Yes.
Max? Oh, there
Yes.
you are.
Oh.
The executive publisher of Speakeasy. And my husband of 26 years.
Wow. See, I told you that they were married.
Yeah,
I
know
that.
We
it's
know
like
it.
A marriage thing.
Max
I can tell.
I, Captain
we
Max,
knew it.
And I
Captain
are
Max, you're
the
man.
Jay and Bay of the Bonobo Way.
There you go.
Hey.
And
I love that.
We go ape shit
hey.
For bonobos. And actually, for each other.
Aww.
And,
that's awesome.
And everything is love.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the new album, actually. But it's our refrain, you know, forever and ever. And
I'm going to look at your magazine while you talk. Is that okay, Dr. Susie?
You're going to what?
Look at your magazine.
Look at my magazine. Not just a magazine.
Your
the
magazine.
One that I'm holding.
Is that okay?
Well, I mean, you can look at it. You even just want to look right here. Oh, you want to read it, actually.
Yeah, while you talk.
No. You have to talk on the microphone, young lady. You're supposed to set an example. Well, your ass, their lesson. That's right. We talk on microphones around here. All right, so... You're welcome. And yeah. We're on the verge of summer. You wouldn't know in LA. It's like still June gloom. But we hope it's a summer of love.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Bonobo summer of love, right? I mean, I'm even going to give a shout out of support to the Trumpists. I know. I always give him, you know, a hard time and spank him and
Damn.
Keep him gagged. In fact, I feel that I should still keep him gagged with an old balloon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There we go. Stick it in there.
Dr. Susie, do you want to talk to Chris?
Perfect.
Chris.
He's on the line.
Okay. Well, I guess Trump will not get the shout out of support just yet. You'll have to wait to see what give him a shout out of support for. Oh, no, it's Chris. I know Chris. I think I'll say it right now. Chris, hang on a sec. You know, a lot of people on the left, and I guess I'm on the left, have criticized the North Korea bromance, you know. But I'm all for bromance. It's very bonobo.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, it was just a photo op, this meeting of our dictator and their dictator. But better than nuclear threats, better than fire and fury, better than, you know, a lot of things. Better than occupation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, in fact, maybe going to end the occupation. Probably not. Probably we'll find ways not to. But I think it was a good effort. I know it was for his ego. I know it was to take people's mind off the Mueller investigation and the fact that his former campaign manager is now in jail. And, you know, his horrible, just evil, racist, just... I mean, just the bottom of the barrel of evil policy at the border of, you know, we talk about trafficking and SESTA FOSTA is doing nothing to stop trafficking. And, of course, you know, there's not all that much trafficking that goes on among sex workers anyway. But there's a hell of a lot of trafficking going on at the border when you're ripping children away from their parents. So
2,000 and counting.
You are going to... You should be punished for that.
2,000.
So many things you got to be punished for. Puerto Rico and also being, you know, really nasty to pride, to trans people, to everybody. But... We do got to give you credit for your bromance with Little Rocket Man. Mm-hmm. We somehow, you know, you like these little guys. I guess that's because
everyone's
got
a type.
Yeah. Right. Makes him feel big, I guess. Yeah, he likes Macron. Yeah. He likes the little.
He wants to seem like he's bigger than everybody. So he likes the little guy.
Yeah, yeah. And in this case, I guess it's a pretty good thing. So keep it up for the sake of the Korean Peninsula, which deserves peace after so many decades of American, you know, occupation. We should be out of there and let these people in Korea, you know, have their country, whatever it is. Okay, so there you go. Now, thank you. can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an a women?
Hey, women.
So let's say hi to Chris.
How's it going, Chris?
Hello, Dr. Block. How are you? It has been so long since I last talked to you. How have you been?
Yes. Well, I'm a little, you know, retired or tired and retired. I mean, I'm exhausted, actually, from my big birthday speakeasy launch. But I'm here taking your call, relaxing.
Well, let me say this before I go any further. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Dr. Block.
Aww.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah. Show my baby picture. Embarrass me. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm thinking I say first of all, before I get
Yeah. Where's my other bag?
You, I have been active like crazy. I have been so active doing the March for Our Lives.
Oh,
awesome.
Stuff like that.
Thank you
and
for
I
that.
Also, and I did the speaking gig in Montclair for the Dare to Dream conference as of late. I know you guys saw that video and everything. And I want to thank you for your support for that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just recently, I just got interviewed by the Northern Valley Press for being an extraordinary citizen of Englewood. We don't know when it will be coming out yet, but I will make sure you guys get a copy of it. And we had our primaries recently. My man Michael Wiles won the mayoral primary for Englewood by a landslide. Now it's on to November. We're fighting for the Democratic Party big time. We are going to make sure everybody... through peace, through strength, through pleasure, gets out and vote like their future depends on it. Now, we need everybody out there to register young voters and to even get the adult entertainment business to get out and help register young voters as well. We need everybody on deck.
Yes.
It is getting too much, and we've got to fight back. It is time. We cannot be silent anymore. And Dr. Block, I want to congratulate you on this magazine that you've got going. I know it's going to be a classic before long. I think everybody's going to take note of it. because you are showing peace and strength through pleasure and the freedom of the press to express yourself as you see fit, because you are a true hero to every single person that has no voice right now in the industry of the adult entertainment business, and they need a voice and a light in the dark world that we face today. So hats off to you, Dr. Blog, during this month of Pride, and I want to thank you for not only being my friend, but being a great hero.
Wow.
Aww, that was so nice.
What a great speech, you know.
There you go.
Thank you, Chris. No wonder you're a political activist. You're quite the speech maker. Mm-hmm. That was great. Thank you very much. And you should run for office one day.
Yeah.
I hope to be deputy mayor for my city.
Wow, yeah. Wow.
I'll definitely vote for you, Chris. Yeah. I will vote for you, Chris.
You
promise.
Know, we really do have to get a blue wave going. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. And I'm not, like, in love with the Democrats.
Right.
I mean, you know,
I like the whip
Bildo. like they say, Democrats are from hell, but Republicans are from the lowest circle of hell. And I guess, you know, it's hellacious to be a politician in this society. But we really need to at least not do the worst thing and not let the worst thing happen.
Right.
And too many of us think that, you know, things will just go along as is and it isn't so bad. But as we can see, it can get worse.
Yeah, it's like when you boil a frog. They don't even know. And then they're dead.
Mm.
Help.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening in our climate right now, thanks to Mr. Climate Denier, climate change denier. Yeah, that's why we're stuffing a rubber balloon in his mouth. Yeah, I mean,
I was just watching you while I was cleaning my room tonight a little bit, and I figured I'd talk to you. Before
yes, you saw me all decked out in my rainbow pride.
Yes, and I just joined Bonobo Film, believe it or not.
I also have a rainbow lollipop shaped like a penis. And it was given to me by Bonoboville last week. I just discovered it, but I can't open it. I need someone to rip it for me. Take off the condom. Yes. Open it up for me.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, look, you're coming towards me together. Wow, Chris, I've got these two hot girls without microphones coming towards me together, and they're both going to try to... Oh, wow, they got it off.
Nice.
Oh. Wow, it's delicious. Thank you, girls. I might give you a suck if you're good. Okay, well, Chris, you are such an eloquent defender of, you know, people's rights and pride and diversity and liberty. And I hope you continue on the bonobo way and run for office. And, you know, if you run for office, we might give you a free display ad in our magazine. Speakeasy Journal.
I hope I come out to Los Angeles and see you soon.
Oh, you're going to come out to L.A.?
I hope so. One of these days, I'm going to make a determination to come out and be there for your show and to see you in person. I hope you also come to Edison for Exotica. We would love to have you there.
Come to New Jersey? I mean, I don't know. Max is from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm from Montclair.
Yeah, I know. He actually commented on my video when he saw it was from Montclair State University, the Dare to Dream Conference. So I gotta get my hat to him, Max. Thank you for supporting it and seeing the video in its entirety. It's really awesome to see such great support, and I love you guys, and rock on. I'll see you soon.
Rock on.
Rock on, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Surf
rock
that
on.
Blue wave. Surf that blue wave, baby. Oh yeah. You know, it's about compromise, and that's what life is, you know? I mean, I know a lot of these Democrats drive me crazy. I mean, One way in which they really drive me crazy is that they all voted for Sesta Fosta.
Insane.
It's insane. Insane. It's so messed up. Ridiculous. I mean, there was one Democrat in Oregon, props, I forget his name.
Uh-oh.
But he's a cool guy named Dan something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he voted against Sesta Fosta. This is supposedly to stop sex trafficking. But all it does is harm sex workers, probably increase the likelihood of trafficking because so much is going underground. And beyond that, just in case you're not a sex worker and you would never, ever go to a sex worker, well, it harms you too.
Yeah.
Because it harms your freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. You cannot even really talk freely about sex anymore on social media. I don't know if you guys have encountered...
Yeah.
All the time.
Talk on your microphone or you're going to get a spanking. Tahira.
Uh-oh,
all right, Tahira.
Come on. Come on. Too late.
Come on. Too late. Here.
All right.
What a weirdo. Mm-hmm.
Okay, darling. I hate to do this. You're so new on the show, but you get over my mama's knee. That's right. And you will speak on the microphone.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Okay, now she will. I can tell she's a little bit dominant. She didn't really want the spanking. So, are you into spanking at all? Giving or receiving?
I think I am now.
Oh,
well. I think I am now.
That's good to know.
This magazine is made out of very fine materials. It's not the glossy kind. Mm. And by the way, it is designed by our very own speakeasy bartender.
Yeah.
Clemmy. Cockatoo.
We love you, Clemmy. I love
the
you,
designer
Clemmy.
From down under. Mm-hmm. We like that.
How appropriate.
And by the way, I also want to give a shout out to Goddess Phoenix, who gave me this beautiful neon whip. Ooh, yes. Who wants to get on their hands and knees for my whip?
Me.
Oh, no, you go first.
Me.
Yeah,
I'll just
tickle you.
Go.
Tickle you with it. Look at that. Oh, nice. Look at that. Beautiful, smooth, and BBW butt. Ooh, getting really sparkled up. Yeah, it's tickly like that. Right, and then there's that. I'm kind of flagging from behind. Right. Just in case you don't know, the ass you were looking at, belongs to Mimosa. Right.
Hey, Mimosa's ass.
I am slurring a lot of my terms. The ass you were looking for. I'm retired. I'm actually tired, and this is the ass you're looking at. But I'm recovering. Whoa.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Pull me, baby.
Ooh. Got the grip.
You got that grip. You got that sphincter muscle going there. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yes. Let's hear it for Mimosa's ass. That was hot. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And
thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm excited about my little gift.
What's going on?
You know, I think there's going to be another punishment that involves this rainbow cock here.
Yay!
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to whip you now. You naughty little bitch. Take off your top.
Take your top off.
Take it off.
Although Phoenix did a beautiful series of photographs in that top. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that music.
Pretty hot.
And have some sort of sensuous music going. I don't know. This is too sensual. We need
nasty
spanking
stuff.
Music.
Where's the Kingster?
The Kingster, baby.
Where are the trap beats?
Yeah. Where's the twerk? I need some twerky music. And
twerk.
Don't stop. Get that. Don't stop.
Twerk.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
There we go.
Bringing it home to mom and dad.
Coyote Ugly music. There we go.
That Kingster.
They call me freaky and they say I'm dirty. Cause I'm a fantasy.
That's her song.
Pervy. I like my loving to be topsy turvy. I gotta have that cake.
Gotta have it, baby.
I'm gonna dress you up in leather and lace. And not tell the way your big toe tastes.
Woo!
In my face. I gotta have that cake. There is no limit to imagination. I'm into every type of stimulation. Getting kinky is an excitation. I gotta have that cake.
And bring it down. The Kingster, Carmina Formosa, inspired by the Bonobo Way. So are you guys kinky?
Super.
Super. Wow.
That's awesome. Kind of. Good.
I'm so kinky, she's I just sat on my my rainbow lollipop and I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Sticky
super
situation.
Super kinky right there.
That's very kinky.
So how are you kinky?
How are we kinky?
Go ahead, explain.
Example.
I mean,
you could show or you could explain, either one.
We have sex like in the shower a lot. I think that's kinky. I mean, one would think.
Water sports. Well, not
water
really.
Water sports, exactly.
Not water really, sports. Actually. Water sports involves something that Russian hookers do to Trump.
Oh!
Oh, I don't know about that one. I don't know about
No, no, no. No water sports here.
Right, okay.
No
okay.
Water sports.
Sorry, Trump.
We have sex outside.
But you cars. Have sex in the water.
In cars.
In the
car.
In the water,
we did it
the
in the balcony once.
The balcony.
Oh, the balcony. Yeah. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's
kind of like little exhibitionist
don't care. Yeah, you know, like, whatever. Very free.
Ooh.
If it happens, it happens.
If it happens, it happens, or you make it happen.
It depends
make
on the day.
It happen. Sometimes you make it happen, then it just sometimes it just happens.
Mm. Well, when you're only doing it for 6 months, I guess you can just wait till it
for
happens.
For a lot longer than that, though.
Okay. That, how long you been together?
That's just
7 years.
Marriage,
oh, 7 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We've been doing it for a lot longer than 6 months.
It's been a lot of the streets and cars and balconies and hotel
wait,
rooms.
You're an actor. Like, do you guys ever do role playing? With
I
each other?
Tried that one
no,
yet.
We're not up to that.
Not that one.
No, we just
no.
Never just take one of the roles you're playing as an actor and take it into the bedroom.
Yeah.
I mean, we
hopefully you
we
don't play serial killers.
Well,
ooh, that's what I mean too.
Let's play the villain. It's like don't
I always
do that.
Play the villain or
oh, you
a
play
truck
the villain,
oh,
but
like
that can
guy.
Be sexy when you're just role playing and you know it's all consensual.
Yeah, it's cool.
There you go. It's like what?
But I'm always like the rough guy. The I don't give a crap. I push you around, so I don't want to push my wife around.
Oh,
role playing.
Does she want to be pushed around?
I mean,
you know what
I
mean?
Do you like to be pushed around yourself? How about if she does the pushing?
Me, she push around. Hey, I'm down.
Push.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Push him.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, okay. Well, that sounds, you know, like there's a lot of potential anyway.
Thank you.
Do you write, but you don't write about your sex life or your
no,
life?
No.
Is that because... you don't want to reveal too much.
Probably. I think because everything else is so much open. Like, you know, he's an actor, so people already will see him with different women and stuff. So I want to keep a little bit.
Is it for the stigma?
Huh?
The stigma?
No, not so much the stigma. More so just for our
just
private,
for you.
Like, yeah. It's like that. I feel like that's the only thing.
Oh, you mean
we have.
You're trying to, like, market him as a single.
Yeah,
hot guy.
Yeah, you know? So if we put out too much, it would be like. People won't buy the tickets
films.
To the movies.
It's happened before where people's like, go, hey, you know, we're going to do this, this, and this. We're going to go buy your manager. And I just sit there like, oh,
Yeah.
See what happened was.
Hopefully it gets approved. If not, don't be mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah, no. This industry is crazy. So, yeah. No. We try to keep it. That's why I don't write about it. Like the intimate stuff. Because people already want to know so much about what goes on.
So what do you like to write about?
Like, since we just had that guy, Chris, talk, like, activist stuff, actually. We actually marched for, like, we went to the Women's March back in January.
In Washington, D.C.
Human rights of that whole conversation
I'm with
that's
the
going
company.
On. Ooh. Yeah, you know? So, I write about stuff like that. And also, like, just celebrity shit. Like, you know, just entertainment. Mm-hmm. Keep it a culture rocking forward, you know? So, yeah. I'm going to talk right about this.
So, who's your favorite celebrity these days?
Favorite?
I mean, Kanye do you ever West. Have sex? You like Kanye?
Kanye West.
Really?
Uh-huh. Kanye West is my guy. Oh. I love you,
what
Kanye.
What were you going to say? Do I ever have sex?
You are.
He's like, do I ever have sex?
One wow.
Kanye is wild.
I was like, about to have like a Kanye West sex conversation. I was about to say,
what is going on?
I mean, well, I was going to ask you who you would want to have sex with.
Oh, like, Zac Efron.
Yeah, who's your one?
You fantasize about anything. Who?
That's Tupac's birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And would you like to have sex with Kanye?
No. Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato. If you're
really
watching
cute.
This, Demi.
Uh-huh. You guys are I'll Disney Channel boy. Fans.
Get it.
Right. There you go. Like,
Demi, if you're watching
way,
this,
you
please
saying?
Call me.
It's funny how people you. Who aren't into role play too much yet, you know, the celebrity fuck wish
yeah.
is
right?
very
there.
Easy.
Yeah.
It's
definitely
right there.
There.
Do you guys have like an agreement? If I ever get the chance, it's allowed.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. We
is
do.
That even an agreement? I guess it's like,
it's
why would you
it's
not do that?
Yeah. It's a report card. An agreement. We have an agreement, yeah. but since,
oh, no,
you know,
but what?
I might take it too far. We might have to like really have it on paper. Like,
that's good.
Wow, that's right.
I might bump into you, Demi.
Don't leave a paper trail. Do not leave a paper trail.
No. At all. At all.
So do you have an open relationship?
No, it's not open.
No.
Are you monogamous?
Yeah. For the most part.
Monogamish.
Yes. I would say though, before our careers, we are still very like flirtatious with other people, you know, because it's a part of.
I heard about
who
you
are.
Flirting with my show assistant.
Mm. Yes, she like has a thing for me, Phoenix.
Oh, she has a thing for you. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. I see that thing. Oh, look at that thing. You might make her talk off microphone and get her.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
She wants another one.
She wanted it.
Dr. Susie.
Mm-hmm.
That was so funny.
There. Okay. So, do you have a celebrity crush?
Oh my God, celebrity crush. I don't know. There's.
Do you have a fetish?
A fetish. I am really actually the most. I really like pain. I'm extremely submissive. I'm really tough.
Oh, I didn't hit you hard enough. Then.
No, probably couldn't.
I was too respectful.
I'm wow. like, I mean, yeah, I really like pain. It's not like required for me to get off, but it's just a really wonderful experience. And
should have had you last week for my birthday spanking.
Oh, yeah.
I had like a circus of spanking.
Oh my God.
Going
that's just incredible.
We were spanking a Trump impersonator. We were spanking.
Yeah.
Somebody else and spanking Phoenix, of course, and
of course,
a bunch
always.
Of spankings. But, you know, we can always keep spanking.
Yeah,
I figure June is also spanking month because it's my birthday month.
Yeah,
so.
Yes. Spanking.
Yeah. Mm. Spanking or do you like other kinds of pain?
I do. I like, I'm just a real garbage can of a bottom. I mean, I'm like,
wow.
I like canes and I like breath play and I like I don't know. What is it? The last shoot I did was really fun. It was for Public Disgrace, and that's how I lost my hair. It was like a four guy and a one lady dom, and it was a public display, and like everyone just beat
public
me.
Public
Disgrace, yeah.
Which is a form of consensual humiliation.
Yeah, yeah. Consensual non-consent and humiliation is.
I mean, public disgrace can be non-consensual,
correct.
Of course.
Right. Correct.
In the world out there, and especially on the internet, it's like incredibly common.
There's a public disgrace. There's like 12 public disgraces every day.
Yeah,
on
at least.
Twitter alone.
At least.
And, I mean, and of famous people. That's yeah. not oh, yeah. counting all the people we don't know where right. they're in their little circles. They're getting yeah. disgraced.
I'm gonna and need to go on Twitter.
It's crazy. yeah. You want to watch Twitter. That, or do you want to be disgraced?
No, I just want to be on Twitter now.
Okay.
It's a lot of. I'm missing out though. A lot of stuff. I'm missing out Twitter's on a lot of that. Things on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's on Twitter. People go crazy from it, though. You know, mm-hmm. it is a serious problem.
Yeah,
it is something that hurts a lot of people. Talk about bullying.
Yeah,
Melanie. Melanie doesn't do a thing about bullying. The biggest bully lives with her.
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry.
True.
You
no,
must like
true.
Trump because Kanye does.
No,
well.
No. Well.
Got him.
Okay.
No. Prove it to me. Come sit up here.
I'm going to prove it to you right now.
We have a lot to say about that.
Okay.
Okay, prove it to me.
Now.
Okay.
This is. No.
Beat him.
Beat him.
No, you got to choke him and kill him, unfortunately.
Well,
but the thing with Kanye is something that I've learned from reading books. And
yeah.
he's doing it really smart because how do you defeat your enemy?
You become their friend.
There you go.
Yeah.
So he's being friends with this actual dick that you have here of a person, and it's actually working for him.
It's.
I also wonder.
Getting him.
I guess
attention.
Like,
okay. Do you want to hit him? I mean, I shouldn't say you have to.
I mean,
what do you want to hit him for?
Hit him.
I'm going to hit him for, especially this. I'm Dominican, and you were speaking
Dominican.
A lot of crap about Spanish people.
Okay, yeah.
So guess what?
What type of
you don't get hit. You got to get beat up.
Oh.
And
piss me off so much.
Yeah, that was kind of
need him
crap
involved.
Trump.
Spank the fuck out of him.
Okay.
Spank him, no. You got to choke him and kill him. But yeah,
well.
It's like the art of war. He just keeping
it's
his
like
enemies close.
I don't know.
And then
a lot of people
also,
who thought
also,
they could be his
also,
friend
you have to give
wind up with that doo-doo all over them.
Ew.
Trump doo-doo.
That is nasty.
Yeah. Maybe that's one reason I really like this ape shit thing is like because it got Kanye off of Twitter.
There
go
we go.
Ahead, go nuts.
Go, Bay and Jay. Yeah.
There we go.
Anyways, okay, so here you are.
Here I am.
Okay, so let's see. So, do you do any public displays of affection?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to...
On the balcony.
I mean, well, maybe we should have you watch a Bonoboville communion first.
Okay.
Or do you want to just go for it?
No, I want to watch one first.
You want to watch one? Maybe you two should do it.
But
there we go.
Well, what do you think?
Sure.
Okay, so then you go over there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'll go back
musical
over
chairs.
Here.
Back over there.
I'm
sorry. Okay. Whack. Back over there. And...
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want.
Oh,
you
dear, do really?
Well. Okay.
Oh, snap. Yay. Full control.
Well, you can be a recipient of Bonoboville Communion. This is our ritual. It's actually maybe a little too unpainful for you. Maybe
that's
we could
fine.
Make
I
it painful.
Accept, I accept it all.
Ah,
all the whole
I know
range.
How
get
we're
going
to make it painful. Would you like to be the altar girl?
Sure.
Okay, come sit up here.
Okay.
Mmm. Okay, so it looks like you're really ready to be the altar girl.
Oh, perfect.
Because this is your altar, your rack.
My rack
right
is
here.
The altar.
Yes, this is your altar. And what religion did you grow up with?
Oh, Lord. I was raised Christian Scientist.
Christian Scientist?
Yeah.
So do they do communion?
No.
No.
No, we don't. We pray away a broken leg.
Oh, wow.
No, actually, everything was pretty cool because they were like, hey, be like Jesus. Heal your friends with love. Be nice people. Treat everyone equally. But then it was like, actually, just don't worry about medicine. Just pray it away. And I was like, oh, there's a lot of denial there.
In most cases, that's a problem. Although, I would say that's good when it comes to taking Prozac.
Yeah. We
have 5 minutes. Okay, so reveal your altar. And this is your altar. Very lovely. And I like the way this is hanging there. And yes. Now, Phoenix will lick the altar. And we can sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And then we salt the altar, you know, and make it salty. And then we have a little waterboarding. Okay. So, oh, take this down. Mm-hmm. For a beautiful tableau.
Honor the altar.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Shake it, girl. All right. And now, Phoenix Dawn. I don't know why she's getting rewarded, but she is. She's a good girl. She's a good producer. And good, back, back, back. That's it. Okay. And this is not what Bloody Gina does, the head of the CIA. This is waterboarding, bonobo style, with agua, coca leaf liqueur.
There you go.
That's right. And this is our little ritual that we enjoy. It's a little irreverent, but spiritual, we think, and certainly sexy. Yeah. Now,
super sexy.
But I don't know. You just licked her. I think she needs to be bitten on those nipples.
Sure.
Mm. Yeah. Right. Is that what, do you like nipple biting? You said you like pain. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I always tell people, like, you know, I'll always say red or stop if I'm like, oh, my God. You
okay,
know?
Okay.
I'm very safe. I play very
stop
safe.
Is
no
fine.
Spanking. There wasn't no spanking on this. Mm. It's just watching. There you
well,
go.
Not only does she like pain, but she screams with it and has a very cute little shriek. And, yeah, we're here with Mimosa. And we're also here with Frankito, Frankie, and Tahira. And we're also here with Phoenix Dawn and me, your love doctor, Susan Block. And we'll be right back with more communion, more spankings, more fun, more sapiosexual conversation. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? You hear that buzz? That's the Motor Bunny.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Hey, okay, his mic is not on. Whoa.
Microphones.
Mic.
Yeah.
There we go. Whatever you feel is comfortable, Doc.
Frankie.
Yeah. You're the doc. Okay.
I kind of like the Frankito thing. It sounds like something yummy.
That's what I like. Frankito.
Dr. Susie, your microphone?
Oh, yeah. Okay. There it is.
You like that?
Oh, she's sucking my dick.
What's going on over there?
She's sucking my rainbow dick. Mm-hmm.
I can make all the sounds.
She's good at that. All right.
Can I see some of that sucking of the rainbow dick on television? Mm. There we go.
Uh-oh. They want to see some sucking.
They want to see more sucking.
Yeah, let me see that. Sucking. What happened? It's black and white. It's supposed
to
be a rainbow.
How come it went black? Yeah, it's supposed to be a rainbow now.
Looks great, though.
Ooh. Oh, you can deep throat it better than me.
Oh, jeez.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby.
Okay. Okay. Get it.
Whoa. She's got her drippies all over. It's dripping.
It's dirty.
But it's Facebook friendly. I think just sucking on a lollipop there.
Yeah. We're still
right?
Facebook
friendly. Is that still Facebook friendly?
Get a fuller taste with Facebook. We're still being friendly.
Facebook.
It's a lollipop.
We're so friends.
I mean, they got to let this go since they let Trump and their people use Facebook for them to win.
True.
So, I mean, Facebook, you take this down, we're taking you to court.
Yeah.
You let Trump win. With all your right.
So, as you moonlight as a lawyer.
Yeah, that's my new role coming up. I'm trying to play a lawyer.
You're going
to
play a lawyer?
A lawyer.
Really? Are you going to keep the hair or are you going to put on
I don't know. They might want this new. I'm going to be a new age lawyer. You know, with the tattoos.
A millennial lawyer.
I'm not.
Millennial lawyer.
Millennial lawyer.
Got it.
Robots.
Robots.
We've had some.
You can find my ad on Instagram.
Independent contractor. How you doing?
We've had some interesting lawyers here,
tattooed lawyers,
Max. Yeah. Yes,
anti-police
lawyers,
tattoo lawyers,
all different types.
There we go.
Interesting.
We've had some. What is the correct word? I don't know. Disabled, in a wheelchair. Lawyers.
Oh yeah.
Actually, one of Max's greatest
Stanley
lawyers
Fleischman.
Was Stanley Fleischman, who was in a wheelchair.
Oh no way!
Oh wow!
Yeah. Yeah. And no way. He was a great First Amendment.
He represented all of the mafia.
Really?
Definitely.
Was showing
Max was not a mafia.
Hello?
Now, now I have a question. I have a question
for
Captain Max. I have a question for Captain Max.
Please do ask me.
Since that was your friend, so I'm guessing you're super mafioso.
Oh.
No, actually, the mafia didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Two steps ahead.
Captain Max.
The mafia said, this is not pornography.
That's the ghost the mafia warned you about.
Max has hung out with mafia guys, but he's more of
I was in prison
a hippie
with
artist.
Head mafia guys of the porn industry.
Yeah, for real.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
In Providence, Rhode Island, where the mafia rules.
Oh, yeah.
Do rule that side of the East Coast. This is the truth.
Yeah, I was in prison with them. They're great people.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
they're very nice. They break some bones
got weird.
And shit.
Yeah, it got real weird. Got weird in Brooklyn.
Real quick. Hey, Paul Manafort is in there now. So.
That's true. I know it's true, but still, she got weird in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I mean,
weirder the better.
Listen, I think prisons are
just
horrible places. Putting people in cages.
Yeah.
I
don't wish it on anyone.
No,
neither do I.
It's not fun.
And as someone that was in jail before and in prison,
same.
I really feel that
No way.
Seriously.
We're in agreement.
The prison system, they give you this crap on television that they try to help you, they try to fix you, and they try to do all this crap.
Whoa, my skirt
they don't give
fell
a
down
shit about you. My skirt fell.
Whoa. Yeah, but awesome. I'm okay. I'm still Facebook friendly.
Thank you. Facebook friendly. But yeah, this jail hole, we fixing inmates and we're doing better. It's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Fuck the jail system. You guys don't fix shit.
Yeah, it's not rehabilitation.
I was angry. I was angry. I was angry for 4 years, and you guys gave me that whole therapy shit that, oh, don't worry.
Okay,
you're
okay.
Be
so you guys, while you're emoting,
lick it.
You should
lick it.
Come up here.
Central emotion.
You can come on the other, you know, you both can come up here. You're going to do
is the soap
Bonoboville Communion. And you're going to continue talking. I just want you to be here next to me. Next to your mother confessor.
Aww.
There you
That's
go.
That's right.
Thank you, Mom.
There I go.
We appreciate this, Mom.
You're
Gemini.
You are a Dominican.
No, not ours, but our moms are. Both our moms are Gemini. Oh. So that's crazy. So that's super fit. You know, like our mom. Kind
Geminis
of.
Are, I don't know, not exactly the mom sign.
But right. But exactly.
They're really not. They're really not.
Imagine how we kind of came
My mom's birthday's tomorrow. My mom's birthday's tomorrow.
We're too airy.
Move in.
Again.
Move in.
We're very airy.
But your kids come out really creative. Yeah. They want
happy birthday, Tupac.
Oh, switch.
Birthday.
Deep throat.
Yes, we celebrated Prince's birthday last week.
Yes, Purple Rain. I have him pinned on my Twitter right now.
Yeah. Purple Rain.
But I like when doves cry.
That too.
That.
Yes.
Speaking of families and mothers and fathers and...
Oh, it's Father's Day.
Yeah, it's Father's Day and everything.
It's Father's Day right now.
Right.
Yeah, we know.
So come
to
Daddy.
Tuning in New York. It's Father's Day.
Come to Daddy.
Yeah.
Bring that dick to Daddy.
Woo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Happy Daddy Day.
Dad dick.
Facebook.
Facebook. We already had it with Facebook.
Block me. Every video I put. Nope.
Rated.
I don't even post on Facebook. I'm like, fuck you, Mark.
Yeah. Calm down. We're all talking at once, children.
Sorry.
Okay. So. Everybody's angry at Facebook. So, we were talking about the prison industrial system.
Complex,
Were you his girlfriend when he was in?
No, I actually met him.
How long were you in?
3.5 years.
3.5?
Wait, if you want the total, it was 4. I was half. 6 months. I was going back and forth to court. Never got credited for it.
Oh my God!
Oh, fuck you, Yonkers.
Oh my God!
Fuck you. Yeah. I should have got my 6 months, but it's all right. I'm better now. I live in
you're
LA.
Better now. You're better now. What? Why isn't her microphone on?
Yeah, I don't know. It goes in and out.
Okay.
Sorry, it goes in.
Funny enough, I
studied criminal justice. Like, I went to school to get a master's in CRJ. So it's like he came out of like prison. I came out of getting a degree and not getting a job the whole recession era. So that's kind of how we met. Like, he would tell me the inside story, and I would tell him, like, you know, like what I learned about it and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how we bonded. Very random, but
I love that.
Yeah.
And also,
fist up.
For all you criminal justice students coming up, a lot of the crap that you read in these books is bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not really what happened. She knows. We had a lot of debates about this.
But education is important.
It is important.
Well, you got to get along in our society. It's a form of brainwashing, and it does give you a lot of wrong information.
It does.
Education. But... you know, we got to function in
a
society.
On what the education is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's a lot of right information.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good information. Usually, in I don't know. There's in all kinds of classes. But yeah, I mean, I guess we're sort of letting that go with Betsy DeVos.
Correct. Yeah, I wrote her an open letter.
Right.
Who's
her letter.
Brother is the guy that runs all the mercenaries.
Yeah. Oh,
Prince. Yeah. Okay. So you know. Our country, our society, we are, you know, leaning so far towards, I guess the Greeks called it Thanatos, imprisoning people, bombing people. You know, Trump did make this attempt at peace. Hey, it's kind of cool, although some people think it's an excuse to make war with Iran or something like that. Who knows? But we have to move towards peace through pleasure. Because any other kind of peace is kind of boring, right?
I agree.
Yes, it is.
You know, and you got to make peace as exciting as war.
Yeah.
Because war is fucking exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And the only thing more exciting than war is fucking.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes. I mean, that's imagine why the government is so mad at you know, sex workers for profiting off of pleasure,
yep.
and they have no part of it. So, what do you think they're going to do? Come on in and try and take it over, or squash it?
It is a battle for life against death,
right.
and the merchants of death are making ooh gobs of money on this.
Yeah,
I mean, they're really making out on this, like Betsy's brother, Robert. Yeah,
and you know what? They're going to continue doing that. The thing is, they're all stealing. These are all motherfucking high-level thieves.
Yep.
All right.
Speak on,
and
Captain.
And they're protected. Right?
Starting from the Kingdom of England, and the Bank of England.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. These are the fucking thing is they don't want to share that.
They're fucking greedy.
They don't want their subjects to have fucking health insurance.
Right.
They don't want shit, Cap.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're only as valuable as your productivity.
They don't want those slaves to be bickering at their front door.
No, they want to keep their money. They're trying to move farther and farther away from regular people. But let me tell you something, 1%.
Talk to them. Talk to them.
You are killing yourselves,
right.
too.
Yes.
You are killing yourselves with loneliness. And all that money is not going to protect you from that.
And the head of Cartier, you know, Cartier and their jewelry, he says very innocently, why are we doing this? And where are our clients going to be? Everybody's poor.
And there's that.
Everybody's
poor. Somebody has to defend them.
Spread it around. We got
to
spread it around.
And,
you know,
this is not good.
A lot of the wrong industries are the ones that make the most money that are polluting the earth and killing people. So, anyway, all right, soapbox is done. And
that was
the
our political song tonight.
Trey
very
is
sexy.
Here. Okay, so.
You like it?
This is a young couple, kind of young, you know. Survived prison, but anyway,
it was hard. It was hard. It wasn't easy.
I understand.
But you know, a lot of fights, a lot of time in what you guys call solitary confinement.
Yeah. Ooh.
We call it the box in jail.
Oh, yeah.
No, you guys call it because it's like you studied and you. Criminal justice kids. We call it the box.
Uh-huh.
A lot of time in the box, and then you know
now,
you start
speaking,
learning.
Speaking of boxes,
we call
let's talk about
box.
Boxes for a moment. Prisons.
Talk about the box.
Box. Yeah. It is an extension of what? Slavery.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is a different form of slavery. Mm-hmm. And what are we celebrating this week?
Try.
What was that, Ikor? How that? Juneteenth.
How about
Juneteenth is like in a couple of days, right? What is that, a Juneteenth song?
Yeah, that was from the show Blackish.
Oh,
yeah, they had like a skit or whatever. That's what they were saying.
They had a whole
Juneteenth. That's how it went.
Let's talk about Juneteenth.
All right, I didn't know we were going to have this song. I like it.
There we go. We have a remix.
Wow.
That remix
I
is only available on the Dr. Block, on the Dr. Susan Block show. If you want it, please. 99 cents.
Remix.
Ikor, are you going to come up here? I have room.
Yeah, come on. You can sit right here. Do you have a Juneteenth story?
Come on, we want to hear it. If you got something about Juneteenth, we want to hear it right now.
We want to hear it.
Come on. Come on.
Ikor.
Ikor.
Oh. I got to give, hey, my man has a hashtag. Hey, hold on. Dr. Block, where can I get a shirt like this?
Yeah.
Can I leave with a shirt like this? I'll promote
it on my merchant side.
I'll promote it all over my
Where's
Instagram.
My merch girl?
Where's the merch girl? The merch girl.
You got to talk to her
Where's
team.
Where's the merch girl? I need
Everybody
one
has
these.
A team.
I need
we're
one
gonna,
of these.
We're going to figure out how to do this.
Please,
we're not very high-level capitalists.
Cap, you know I need one of these, Cap. I need to leave with one of these caps.
Ooh, look at this
there
girl.
We go. Oh, okay. Here's the mic. There you go, boss.
Uh-huh. Show off that shirt.
You know it.
Bonoboville. This is Ikor the Wolf.
Yes.
Oh. Ratmaster of Bonoboville.
Love it in Bonoboville. Always love it in Bonoboville. This is the home. This is family, you know.
Permanent resident.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So yeah, Juneteenth, and I really don't have a Juneteenth story, but it was just to commemorate on this particular, well, not this particular day, but June 19th, was to commemorate the emancipation of slavery in the majority of the southern states, but really, I would assume that it started in Texas. Yep. You know.
Well, actually, I think what happened
1865.
Was really an example of the fuck-upness of our society,
right?
In the sense that actually Lincoln, like, freed the slaves or whatever.
That's bullshit.
Like, a year before. Like, a year before, the Confederacy lost, and all the slaves were supposed to go free. And Texas and a few states around there just took their time.
There's too much money to be made.
Yeah.
They're still taking their time.
Right.
Still
in
taking
many,
their time.
Many ways. Yeah. Jeff Sessions, I'm talking about you.
But anyway, no matter what, we're still here, and you can't extinguish us. So,
right.
No.
We're here.
So. We're part of American
history.
We've
been strong. We are the reason.
We are history.
How are
history
built? We're just history. We're history, period.
We wouldn't be in America.
Point blank.
Yeah. And we're very much the sex side.
Oh, we could go on and on for days about this, but you know, we just...
But we're going to do Bonobo
for 300 years.
We're on Dr. Block Show.
Oh, yeah, we have a community.
Yeah, we got to get physical. I'm sorry.
Physical.
All right. So... you saw the communion. It was with her tatas as the altar.
Her tatas.
And it could be any body part, really. Body shot.
Tata.
So your thigh. You want to have him take his thigh talk into the microphone.
Yes.
My
thigh.
Get a spanking.
No, okay. All right. So first, you tell me, what religion did you grow up with?
I didn't really grow up religious, more spiritual than religious.
Oh, good. All
just
right.
Free.
Okay. That's pretty free. Okay, and how about you?
My mom's going to hate me for saying this, but I was a fake Catholic.
Catholic. Anyway, it had to be Catholic, Dominican Republic.
He's going through the motions, huh?
No. I keep it real.
It's very hard to be a true Catholic.
I grew up. I went to church on Sundays.
Did you confess?
First communion. Yes. But
did
then I realized that I was going
was
to a I was going to a place where this guy wanted me to give him money for me to tell him my problems.
Yeah.
So I kind of figured something was wrong there.
That's called therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. So then if I was like, why I should... then I just told my mom, like, listen,
yeah, close in
peace
now.
Out.
Close in
I don't like church.
68,000 times.
Did you ever do communion?
Forgiven.
Did you take communion?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you ate a wafer?
Yes.
And did you drink wine?
The so-called wine, and I told this guy.
Yeah, they got somebody sitting in the box saying, like, they got somebody in the box saying, sitting there saying, tap dance 68 times.
Yeah.
On an hour later, and your sins will be forgiven.
But the one thing I could say is, like, I really, and I'll show you guys, I really love rosaries. I love rosaries.
Oh, wow. You have a rosary and everything.
Yes.
Sure.
Mm, beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have probably...
Protect us. It's just spiritual.
Were you made to tell...
I have my own thing, you know.
I have a Puerto Rican family gave me some rosaries when I was a kid.
There's energy.
Yeah,
my
Jesus? I have
no,
a lot of
Bill
them.
Bill Clinton.
And my tattoo right there.
That's really beautiful.
You can see my tattoo. There you go.
That kind of looks like you.
I got one right there. It was kind of like supposed to be my mom's
face. I
could
tell. I was like, it kind of looks like you a little bit.
Yeah, it was kind of my mom's face.
Can I show mine while you show yours?
There you go.
Oh.
Okay. No, you're cross. Yeah.
Cross to cross.
There we go.
I pray with this. She plays with that.
Yeah.
There we go. I pray,
she
plays.
Come let us
both
play.
There we go. I pray, she plays.
Two peas in a pot.
Hey, hey. Okay, so this is my, you know, perversion of the communion ritual. Because, you know, I don't like all the repression, but I do like ritual.
Okay, so hold on, Dr. Block. So if we're going to do this as how I grew up, so I should walk up to the altar, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right. So let's do this.
You can walk up to the altar.
Well, I walk up to the altar music.
Okay.
I got to walk.
Turn that music down. This doesn't sound like walk up to the altar music.
Give us some of that if you don't give us some.
Oh, I want to give a shout out also to my designer in the back, Above Spell. Above Spell, right here.
That's dope.
Oh, thank wow. There, that sounded like angels just now.
Smoking a fatty.
There sort of go. Off-key angels. There we go. Angels.
Third eye. Always got to keep your third eye open.
That peanut gland.
There we go.
You
keep it
hold
open.
This for
even
me,
though it
please?
Drips a lot in the back
there
of your head.
There you go. Mm.
Keep it open.
Try you ready?
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
Okay. This he's going to approach the altar.
I got to approach
you
the altar.
You are a goddess. You are the
I gotta
altar.
I
got
to lick the altar and then. Yeah.
And then I salt the altar and then you lick it again. And then you get waterboarded by Gina Haspel.
Holy crap.
No, me. Just me.
Oh, man.
And with this really delicious stuff, agua, cocoa leaf liqueur.
Shout out to agua. Yeah. We're doing this right now.
They're from Bolivia.
Bolivia. Mm. I've never been there. Want to go there.
Okay, well, you're going to go in a minute.
You ready, Mrs. Block?
Mrs. Block. I
like Mrs. There we go, like the boss. Because I know Cap was a mafioso, even though he keeps saying
yeah,
no.
Right.
Cap was the mafioso, so you're the missus. There we go. You ready?
You know, you're a comedian in addition to being an actor. Okay. Here's. Oh, she's making it hard for you.
Yeah, she got the gates closed. Got the gates,
he's
the
approaching
hand gates closed.
The altar.
The hand gate. She opens the gates.
And she is now opening herself up to you.
Yeah.
Yes. And now
it gets salty.
I pour the salt on the altar. Well, you have to move your legs. Oh, like that, yeah. I think you have to lick it again. Yeah. I get salted again. There we go. Has to get real salty. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Mm. Just in case, I love salt, so we could do this 10 other times.
Okay. Okay.
You got the other leg now.
Yeah. So now you open your legs and let him lean between them. Yeah, here you
You're
go.
Doing good.
Mm.
Waterboarding.
And now take this, and you can hold this. Okay, and now we're going to do waterboarding.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said.
Have you ever been waterboarded when you were in, like, prison or something?
No.
Did they waterboard you?
I think they wanted to because of an event that I was.
Because they had
upon.
A fetish?
I'll speak about it. I'll speak on it after this waterboarding.
Okay.
But I think they really did want to waterboard me.
Well,
I'm sure.
It's a way that we get you to, you know, tell us the truth. Right.
I'm going to tell you the truth
the
about
truth
this
serum.
Event.
It's the truth serum.
We agree with Gina Haspel. Torture works.
We love you, Gina.
You bet. All right. All right, now. Are you ready for this?
Wait, hold on. Stop.
Stop. The angels are singing.
We got to put something. For it to be real waterboarding, Dr. Block, you got to cover my eyes and my nose and all this.
Oh. Right.
We got to make it for
representational.
Real.
Representational.
That is what the altar girl like can that. Do now. The altar girl.
We don't cover that here.
There we go.
Altar girl.
Goes. You talk about
nose,
you not kinky.
The
there it is right there.
Right.
Gag
got the
me.
Nose yeah. covered up and everything.
Cover my nose.
Hang on.
Gag me.
Careful.
Yeah. Dr. Block taking it off.
Oh, yeah. I
got to
get
the. Ready for it.
Got to get the Jux leather finger flogger off because it gets in the way. Okay, now you're ready. Put the mic down. I don't want a short circuit. Okay, and waterboarding Bonobo style.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. There we go.
Frankito has been waterboarded.
Yeah.
Live on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
That was awesome.
And let me get that. here. Yeah, give me some of those.
Gillian.
Lovely wreaths of agua splendor. Okay. Two of them.
Shout out to agua. That was really good.
Was it good?
I will sponsor them.
I mean, I know
it's good. Off, Doc.
I just want to know that you have good taste, baby.
They do have good taste, and you have a beautiful lady sponsoring you guys.
Mm.
And she's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Let me taste delicious. You. He's delicious, too. Okay, so now you got laid.
Bang, bang, woo-hoo. Bang, bang.
And one more. Mm.
Get it. Work. Unravel. Work to get laid.
Boom, 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 boom.
Got to work to get laid around here.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
I got to do a lot of work, Dr. Block. I have to do a lot of work to get laid.
You do.
That's what I'm seeing, that I have to do a lot of work.
Well, you do.
It is the way.
You got waterboarded.
That's the bonobo boy.
You got waterboarded.
Motto. Here we go.
Hold on.
Do you want to lay your own husband? Yeah. Okay.
No, but can I get laid? Can I get laid by you and Dr. Block?
Oh, I
gotta get laid by the Bonneville president.
Okay. I wanted to respect the relationship, but I'll lay you too. Mwah.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's hear it for Frankito and Takira.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Wow. That was. That was fun and exciting.
Got interesting real quick.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here, have you
so, how much time do we have? 20 minutes? I think we should, you know, have a song, take off some tops, free the nipple. Maybe we should now move the Facebook camera so some of us who might like to... Free the nipple.
We love you, Facebook.
Might be able
sorry,
to
Mark Zuckerberg.
Do that.
Don't like your nipple oppression.
But you can still listen to Ikor sing.
We love you, Facebook.
You know you're going to sing.
Are you going to sing, Ikor?
Ikor's going to sing. I mean...
Wait. You're a singer?
I'm asking Ikor to sing.
Let me know.
Do a duet.
I have beats on my phone.
Do a duet.
I co-produce on the side, too.
Oh, let's network, baby.
So let's go.
Yeah.
I make beats.
Right, not
make a
sing. Yeah,
come on.
I sing, too.
We got to make a Bonneville
song. Let's do it. Make a song right now.
That's it. A Bonneville song right now.
And you know what? You need a spanking.
Yes. Oh. Stand up.
Uh-oh.
He said Bonneville.
Bonoboville.
Bonoboville. Sorry. I was thinking of the car. I was thinking of the car.
Bonneville. Ain't no
car. I was thinking of the car. I was thinking of the car.
Okay, so now, where did Phoenix go? Oh, there you are.
Uh-oh.
All right, so we could free the nipple.
Yeah.
Freeing nipples.
That's me
twice.
Free
the
nipples. Free the nipples.
Actually, there's a movement to free the nipple.
Yes, free the nipples.
More of a movement. There's often a movement, but it seems like there's a resurgence.
Free
nipple freeing going on. That shout out to Dot Lung, actually.
There we go. We're going to free a nipple for you, too. Bam.
Oh, there he's freeing his nipple.
Boom.
Yeah, his nipple's allowed to be freed, though. You know?
Freeing nipples right here. Bam.
That's supply and demand.
Very nice. You could just take your shirt off.
Okay. I'll take my shirt off.
If you want. Keep the lay on. You know, well, you can take it off and put it back on.
So,
you know, it'll add character. All right. So what do you think we should do? Well, I mean, it's a little political. You know, we could do We Are One. Because, you know, I'm a rainbow and you're a rainbow. Do you identify? How do you? Whoa. Whoa.
It's great.
Oh, jeez. We've been infiltrated by the Russians.
He took that jacket off. It had the alien on there. When he took the jacket off, it had the alien on the back. It just came in.
Whoa.
I heard it, too.
Hello?
I hope I don't.
Are you here?
Okay. It's a night of interesting interferences.
There we go.
Oh. You want a second? Oh, she's sucking it.
Oh, it goes in farts.
There we go.
Mm-hmm, baby. Drip, suck my rainbow dick, baby. No Facebook for this now.
You got phone action.
Mark, I'm sorry.
Facebook,
they could
only if you can see what's going on Facebook. Only if you can see what's going on Facebook.
I don't know. Maybe she bad because she kind of bad right now. Kind of feeling bad.
Look at her.
Do you twerk?
I do.
You
yes.
do twerk?
Yeah, I do.
You going to twerk? Now, don't I often stop, ask people their stop. Measurements. Mm-hmm. What are your measurements?
My measurements? I haven't measured myself in a while.
Wow,
but
you seem like you'd have some interesting measurements.
Yeah. Yes. The last time I measured, it was like 30, 29, 54, something like that. Yeah.
Whoa.
So that's, I think, Yeah, they're pretty weird. They're bizarre.
Those some real ones.
Now, do you have any keep fit as a big girl tips out there?
I'm really, really strong. And you like are. My body is the type of body where like I can gain muscle really fast, but it's hard for me to lose fat. And like I got used to that a long time ago when I was younger, and I was like, okay, cool. And when I was in high school, I thought I was fat because that's the result of this country's
brainwashing. That's
yeah,
the education.
And I was like, I thought I was fat, and I was actually like, so small. And no boys really ever approached me. No girls really, actually more girls than boys, but they were still shy, And I found out then after I graduated, everybody got some confidence, and they were all like, "Oh, we had such crushes on you. You had the fattest ass in our school." And I was like, "Okay, well, I'm moving on. So bye." Because I was just like, I had stuff to do. I had people to bank. I was
And nobody. Like,
Where'd you grow up? I grew up in Sacramento, California.
Welcome to LA.
Mimosa. Yeah. So nobody wanted to hit that fat ass in high school.
Well, they did, but they didn't know how to like. I've always been someone who's like, I know who I am. Everybody's equal. I'm here to do what I want to do. Yeah. Everyone should be happy. Do what you got to do. You're great.
It was popular,
and it was like very. I was popular because I just like liked everybody. You know what I mean?
Dope.
And I just like wanted people to be their best. And I was really into like harassing older men as a minor. So like I liked to go after extremely older men, which when you look back at it is like, well, that's their fucking backward. Wow. You know what I mean? It's like, well, maybe sir.
Get them older men in trouble.
And do you identify as pansexual, queer, bisexual?
I mean, I would say queer because I mean, like, I just go whoever I see that is likes me, I like you. You know what I mean?
Mm. That's
I'm
cool.
Just like if I recognize real, mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
You're human.
Bam. Yeah. Hey, just to let you guys know, that was a real Brooklyn line.
Yeah.
Real recognize real. Was
real
a real Brooklyn line.
Real.
Yeah.
Gang recognize
real. Exactly. Yeah. Takes one to know one.
See, I wouldn't know that. I'm from Philly.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, but you're from a dangerous place.
I am.
There we go.
That's why I'm not there.
Come on, Dr. Block. You know it's bang, 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 bang.
Detroit in the building.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's from the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
We're going to have a song.
Oh, man.
Okay, so if you're ready to twerk, we're going to do a twerky song.
Okay, sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, just to give you guys a heads up, I have someone that actually has a song about twerking.
Imagine that.
Oh. And it's called Twerk.
Yeah, well, we'll hear that next time.
Twerk.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Twerking for me and my friends. Shout out to my boy, Al B. Shore Jr.
Okay.
You're the man for that.
I'll be sure.
Twerk it for me and my friends. There we go. Twerk.
All right.
Twerk it for me
and Igor.
Maybe
we should move some of these chairs. Can I have anyone, not you, a strong upper body strength? That's what we like in a man.
Oh. Mm. Twerk.
We like other things in men. Like rainbow dicks.
I love rainbow dicks. I don't know if this
you
is
have
on.
A rainbow dick. As long as it's natural.
Where's my unicorn?
Okay, now you've got some space. Mm-hmm. And you guys,
I like the way you lift.
Feel free
space.
To boogie in your chair or up on the floor. But
bad,
I have
girl.
A feeling
okay,
that
good.
This
we
ass
need to,
is
exactly.
going to rule
that, the whole
the
place.
Room. I just
so
feel
we,
that.
We need to just like sit back and watch this.
Well,
like she said, we need to sit back and watch this fat ass twerk right now.
Twerk.
So go ahead, girl. Twerk.
Mimosa.
Twerk.
Live from Bonoboville with Ikor the
twerk.
Wolf.
Give me some volume to that, eh? I can't even hear this song.
Twerking.
We can't even hear it up here.
Twerk.
I guess one day he'll give us some volume.
Twerk, girl.
Can we get some volume?
Oh.
Can you put it up, please? Twerk,
please.
Can you put it up, twerk, please? Can you put it up?
What is so hard about turning it up?
Twerk it. Boom. Word, we need some Migos in the building.
Let's do it. Get it. Get it, Ikor. Oh, get it, Ikor.
Yeah.
Why am I on that?
Twerk it.
Oh, a lot of twerking. Show, get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it back that thing. Like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Come on, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang.
Yeah, that girl can go.
Dang. Everybody stop and look at her pop. That thing, bang, got them ready to spin some dope. Oh, we up in Bonobo, yeah. They showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, clap hands with a band. I don't even know, but this night for show. That deal, she said to keep your bills and strap on. Hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me. Let me have it, no static. The baddest one in the club, right? Shit, yes, sir. I ain't lying, I'm blind. She got it like that, she bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. That girl can go. Don't stop. Cause you got me turned by the way you pop. And the way you pop, it got me hot. So don't stop. Go. Work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody watching her do her thing. Shake that thing. Make it bang. Bang.
Bang.
I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shakes her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yep, she dying, oh my. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, that girl can go. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it back that thing. Like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that rock and go. Come on, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Let me hear y'all say it. Come on, she bad. What? I can't hear y'all.
She bad.
What? What?
She bad.
Yeah, she bad.
Ow.
Ow.
Now they want to turn it up. Now they want to turn it up.
Oh, yeah. My tech department is a little retired. Yeah.
You're still tired.
And retired. And,
we're just loosey-goosey.
Boom. And, yeah, that's Ikor the Wolf. I'm even a little behind. Live from Bonoboville on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Bonobos.
And thank you, Mimosa, for that beautiful.
Sexy,
she's asking to be smacked now.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You're talking off the microphone.
Give it to her.
Mimosa.
Give it to her. Give it to her.
Uh-oh.
There it is, Doc.
I think you have to back up a little because this thing is kind of, yeah.
Uh-oh. Swat.
Uh-oh, yeah. Spank. Spank. Yeah. Spank that ass. Spank that
big.
Ass. Spank.
Beautiful.
Spank.
Big. Beautiful.
Spank that ass.
Splash.
Spank that ass.
Yes.
Splash. Spank.
Splash.
Spank that ass.
Splash.
Spank that ass.
Splash.
Splash. Spank that ass.
Splash it.
Splash.
Splosh.
Whoa! Let's hear it from Mimosa.
Bad girl. Mimosa.
Mimosa.
Did you get any shots? Did you miss it? Oh, you got it? Okay.
Drink that tomorrow.
All right. So I think we only have a couple of minutes.
That's it.
So
yes.
I want to thank Mimosa. Where can we find you? Yeah. No. Oh boy, you're gonna get.
Oh, there you go.
Not in the microphone. Let her have a microphone.
Turn the microphone on. That would be good too.
It's to punish me.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
They want to see you.
They're like, we know what you like.
So we find you on Twitter at something Mimosa.
Yes.
Whoops.
Hello. It's going
anyway.
In and out.
Okay, let's try this one.
Yeah. How's this feel?
We
okay.
Yeah. See, we have
you can
back.
Find me on Twitter at Mas Mimosa.
Mas Mimosa.
See, and then you can find me on Instagram at mimosa.missmimosa.
Okay.
And then there's my website, masmimosa.me.
All right, and you are now also on
Dr. Susan Block.tv.
Bam, 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 bam.
Woohoo. And you lovely people, a beautiful couple. It's nice to have a nice married couple.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
we
you look
appreciate
like
it.
You're in Hawaii or something.
I do feel like I'm on vacation right now. Thank you, Dr. Block.
Snapchat picture. You know, yeah.
There we go. There we go.
Okay. Oh, she's talking off the mic.
Bang, 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 bang.
Whoa.
Hit her. Bang.
Whoa. That's a nice twerking ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad girl, bad girl.
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh.
Takira.
Woo.
Is that it?
So where do we find you?
Go ahead, Tahira. Tell them where they find you first.
You guys can find me on Instagram. I let the good times roll. And on Twitter, I'm T asterisk. Like T with the little dot, but like you spell out the word asterisk. So yeah, that's me. That's and I'm on YouTube too. Tahira Savannah.
Tahira.
Yay.
You can't find me on Twitter. I don't like Twitter.
But you're now going to be on
but now
to
I'm
see all the
be
public
on Twitter
disgrace.
For the public disgrace, yes. And to follow you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to follow you, yes.
Follow
but
me.
You can follow me on Instagram. I'm at Frankito the Model. You can follow me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Frankito the Model. You can go to my website, www.callmefrankito.com. Where else can you find me? You can find me in Hollywood. Walking all the time. I'm always on Hollywood Boulevard.
You're actually out and about?
Out and about every day, Miss Block.
Promotions.
All day.
Promotion.
I got to love
promote. Freedom.
I got to be out every day. You can catch me on Hollywood Boulevard all the time.
And you're not a sex worker, right?
Or no, no, no. Actually, I'm not a sex worker.
Well,
no,
I'm
not a sex worker
Hollywood
at the moment.
He's an ally.
I'm going to learn.
Page closed. There's a lot of Hollywood Boulevard action now.
Yeah, well, back, of course. But I'm not working. Unless you're paying a good fee, then, you know, we can talk about it.
There you go.
We can talk about it. Management takes 10%. So if we talk some good money, I'm down.
Nice. It's good.
Wow.
Hey.
You know?
Changing hearts and minds.
Hey, you know, that's the interesting bonobo thing because, you know, all animals really have sex work. But in bonobos, it's the females that often pick up the check.
There you go. Hey,
that's
so how do I get into Bonobo? I need an entry.
Are we out of time? Okay, thank you, Ikor.
Thank you.
And thank you, Phoenix.
Phoenix,
and
we love you, Phoenix.
Captain Max.
Captain Max, super mafioso.
To get the Speakeasy Journal.
It comes with mustard and ketchup.
Yep.
So you can start splashing right away.
Oh, kisses all around.
Everybody.
Okay. Kiss my cock.
Frankie to the Model.
Read it.
Go get the Speakeasy right now.
Now, you should also follow the Bonobo Way, of course.
This is the sales part of the show.
Yes.
There we go.
This is where selling
while
shit.
I have my rainbow cock sucked. See.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, make like bonobos, not baboons, and you might get your rainbow cock sucked.
Whee!
Right away.
Okay.
Look at that.
Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
Yeah.
I love you.
We love you.
We love you guys.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. Listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.